I'm Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
Garland County Library delivery service to my door in Hot Springs Village has changed my life.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I deliver, along with James Nowlin, our outreach coordinator and home delivery mastermind. We ride along to Hot Springs Village and deliver to 46 people a truckload full of books. Stay tuned for the journey, and along the way, we'll get to talk to a couple of our home delivery customers.
James, do you want to describe for our listeners what you're doing?
Well, I have pulled a report from workflows of people that participate in delivery on Tuesdays.
Yep.
And have available holds, and right now I have finished making the route based on that, and now I'm pulling holds, and we've already got some that are lost.
Oh my gosh.
So
we're going to have an exciting day, aren't we?
Yes, but Aubrey's helping me out looking, tracking those down.
Very good.
Karen, are you excited about what we're doing today?
Yes, I am, Greg. I am pumped.
What exactly are we going to do?
You and I are going to ride shotgun with James for delivery to the Hot Springs Village area.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be fun and exciting.
Okay. I'm stoked.
Yes, I'm driving.
Okay.
I have the snack bag, and I brought snacks for everyone because we all get hangry out on these long delivery days.
We sure do.
So I've got James's Cheez-Its.
Yummy.
And I supplied some almonds. James, while we're kind of waiting to get going, why don't you explain to our listeners, like, where we deliver?
Well, today we're delivering in the Hot Springs Village area, and we will be making stops within Fountain Lake and Jesseville. That's a typical Tuesday, and Wednesdays we go in the Piercy and Royal, basically the Lake Hamilton Schools school district area. And Thursdays we're in the city limits of Hot Springs and whatever lakeside remaining.
Who can get deliveries?
Just about a little more than 90% of people in Garland County qualify for home delivery. We basically don't have enough interest for people in Mountain Pine. And, there's no one in Avent's asked for home delivery, so they're excluded for now.
If someone hears this podcast, they're like, oh, that sounds neat. I want books delivered to my house. What do they need to do?
They need, they email delivery@gclibrary.com, or they can call the library and ask to sign up for delivery. It's that easy.
Okay, we are now actually about to roll. Everyone's here. It's like herding cats to get everybody in the same place. But we've herded the cats. We've got about five totes full of books that we are going to take out to the village. And here we go.
Let's roll.
So we're kind of out in the middle of the country. Do y'all want to describe where we are exactly?
We're off of Glazy Poe Road. We drove by the Mountain Valley Spring Water Bottling Facility. And to our left is Glazy Poe Creek, right over that hill where we cannot see it.
So this is our first stop of the day. Is this the most kind of off the beaten path one that we're going to go to today?
Yes.
And that's good.
Yep. We probably have about 40 stops within the village. This is just one about five that's outside of the village.
So we're going to go down like a little gravel road to get to it?
Yep.
All right.
James, it seems like it'd be pretty easy to get lost out here. Have you ever gotten lost?
I have gotten lost before, but not over here. It's it was in Royal off of 270.
How long did it take you to get found?
Well, it took, Karen was with me that day. There was a piece of land that was parceled up, and the parcels were not labeled, and it took us about 30 minutes to figure it out.
I know occasionally we'll try to go to some place, and Google Maps doesn't have it on there.
There's about two stops within the village where the address that's given to us, Google Maps thinks it's in a different place, and it'll take us across the village.
And you've had to fuss at Google Maps.
Yes, I've sent them feedback, hostile feedback.
So now we are turning down a gravel road to get to our first stop, and we're having to go very slowly and carefully. Fortunately, most of our stops today are not down these little gravel roads. But all right, we are entering the village, and James says we can get in this right-hand lane, but I'm not so sure.
We got the thumbs up
and a wave. We are in the village. It's official. But we are about to make a very important stop, and that is to the bathroom. Do you want to talk about the challenges of finding a bathroom in the village?
Yes, there's not a whole lot of restrooms available.
Go to a tree.
Yes, there's one restroom that was reliable at Lake Balboa, but they put padlocks on it, probably because people like us were using it.
Which is not very friendly.
James, I know that every month you put together some stats, but you don't just put like how many items we've delivered. You do your stats a little bit different. You want to talk about that?
Yes, we do keep track of how many items we take out and how many we bring back. But we also keep track of the hour miles that we do, so our route length. We also keep track of round trip mileage for each patron. So if they came to the library to get their stuff, we keep track of how much that is. And we reduce that distance by about 90% by doing our little delivery service. I think we save about 8,000 miles.
8,000 miles. Good job, yeah. James.
Thank you. Karen, do you want to describe conditions today?
Yes, conditions are very good. No rain, no sleet, no snow, so we should have a fun time with no problems.
Yeah, probably in the
60s
and sunny.
I know sometimes it's not so nice. James, what's it like going out in the middle of a rainstorm?
Well, you get wet, but one of the benefits of doing delivery in the rain in the village is people are not out playing golf and driving their golf carts.
Right.
So we trade one hazard for another. And that's a trade I enjoy making, actually. I like it when it rains.
Have you ever had a close call with a golf cart?
No, but I've tested our brakes a few times.
James, do you ever find the streets out here to be confusing?
Yes. Resplendor neighborhood. They have a circle, lane, path, way.
Trace.
Yes, and the Google Maps hadn't figured it out for themselves either.
Yep. So you had to figure it out the hard way?
I have to look at the signs. Just because we have all this technology doesn't mean we're off the hook for looking at signs.
Have we ever taken somebody's books to the wrong house?
Yes.
What happened then?
Well, typically we catch it and we'll just go back and grab them. So most of the time they're still on the porch. If not, we'll ring the doorbell and say, whoopsie. Every once in a while, we do not catch it, and Karen, when she's in the library, she gets an angry phone call.
Yeah.
And there's some people that don't trust the delivery drivers. They go immediately for their supervisors. So that would be you, Greg.
Yeah. I've had to take at least one of those phone calls. But you do such a great job that I never have to talk to anyone, which is kind of what I feel like your job is, to make sure that I never have to talk to anybody.
I feel like our error rate is minimal. Yes. It really is minimal.
Yes.
As low as it can possibly be.
All right, we brought you one item today. Would you like to introduce yourself to
our vast listenership?
Yes, my name is Quay O'Hara, and I live in Hot Springs Village, and I love the Garland County Library.
You are one of our best delivery customers. It seems like we almost always have something for you. How do you feel about the delivery service?
I love it. I mean, it's like a dream because I used to really not be able to check out films at the Garland County Library because I wasn't ever sure that I'd get back within a week to turn them in. So this way, I know that the library is coming to my door, and I can always turn the films in. And I'm really conscientious about not having any fines and getting things back.
We don't have fines at all anymore.
I know, that's right. That's right. I kind of can't believe that you can do that. But nevertheless, I like to see that my status is good.
Right. You do not want to be delinquent.
No, okay. I don't want to be delinquent. But it's like, I think the delivery service started up during COVID. Mm-hmm. And it has been just... It's just like one of those little miracles to have all of these fantastic sources and resources. I mean, anything from films to Spanish books to all the books that my husband reads. And he reads, he's just a constant reader. So for us, it's just terrific. And the range of, see how I can go on and on, the range of books is so terrific that the library has. You know, I mean, I'm just constantly amazed at what kind of resources. And another great thing is that if I don't see a book, especially a current book, that the library has, there is a page where I can fill out a form asking that the library buy that book. And I would say, I bet 9 times out of 10, they actually do buy it. And
so not only do we buy the book, we bring it to your house.
Yeah, you buy the book, you put it in my...
Your hands, basically.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the first one on the list to get it, and then you bring it to my house. So
we do everything but read the book to you.
Yes, yeah. And I think if you wanted to, you could also do that.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Quay.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Terrific. Thank you, Greg.
Karen, I feel like I might have jinxed us because I just asked what happened if we make a mistake and what has happened.
Well, we've had to backtrack a few miles and try to track down some books we delivered incorrectly. So we're trying to fix our mistakes, but sometimes it may take us about 15 or 20 minutes for everything to fall into place.
It has not fallen into place yet, but James is on the JOB. So Karen, we're hoping we might be about halfway through, more or less. We just sent James in with a batch of books to One Stop, and we were thinking about maybe having some lunch soon. How are you holding up?
It's been a rough morning. We've had some mishaps, but we're going to make it. I'm just ready for lunch.
I know.
All right, we have had a lunch. Does everybody feel a little bit better now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
So we can get through the rest of what we have to do?
No guarantees, but probably.
James, I know most of the time you don't stop for lunch. How do you feel like by the end of the day when you don't have a lunch break?
Well, when I get back to the library and I get the books brought back in, I take a lunch break and I snarf it down.
Okay, this is one of our regular delivery patrons, and she is going to talk to us.
This is Roberta, and the Garland County Library delivery service to my door in Hot Springs Village has changed my life. I started getting it at the beginning of COVID, and wow, what a difference it's made. I like the people. Everyone's so friendly and helpful, and I feel very blessed to be a part of this service.
A lot of times people just leave their books out for us to pick up, but we got something else this time, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We got some fabulous sugary sweet treats.
And we could use it right about now, couldn't we?
Yes, I think we're all kind of like dipping right now. We need to get our energy back up.
So we got some scones and cookies, and we are thrilled.
Yes, we are.
All right, well, we have been delivering like crazy. We are finally down to our last big red tote full of books. So, James, would you give us an estimate about how much longer we might have to be doing this?
Probably an hour.
Another hour.
All right.
They're pretty close together.
Okay. We are starting to get texts from our coworkers at the library. And what are the texts saying, Karen?
Are we still alive? Yes, we are.
How many more stops?
About a lot.
Five.
I mean, 5 more stops.
Yeah. 1 more in the village, 4 more out.
All right. We are officially leaving the village. How does that make us feel?
Yay.
Wonderful.
But we still have 2 more stops. But that should be pretty easy, and then we'll be done. maybe we should try to wrap things up. James, how do you feel like things went today?
Reasonably well. I think I have had a longer day than this before, but today was it took unreasonably long.
Because you had help from me and Greg.
No, I wouldn't say that. If I had not had help, it would have taken even longer. So I don't know that there's anything left to mention except for this is permanent. This is here to stay. We're going to do this till the end of the library, I guess.
Until your hair turns gray.
Yep, until I hand it to someone else and they continue it.
Excellent work. Thank you very much.
Thanks to James for letting us ride along with him on his delivery journey. And thanks to our guests, Quay and Roberta. And if anyone out there is interested in having items delivered to your home, you can call the library at 501-623-4161 or send an email to delivery@gclibrary.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.